Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Marquette wins at Georgetown 76-61. And it's all brought to you now by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Chat with Shaka Smart. I got a question this time. You're up by 28, and it goes down to 12. Are you even worried? Tony says, Homer, this stuff happens. You know the team's going to come back. But I want to know what you go through during that entire period.
Well, just trying to reset the guys and help them understand what we needed to be for the next round. I thought Georgetown did a great job taking the aggressiveness advantage back from us, and we'd had it for most of the game, and they were really attacking. You know, the trickiest thing for us on defense, really in both halves, was they got in a bonus early. So when the other team's in a bonus and they drive aggressively, on one hand you don't want to foul, but on the other hand you got to keep them from getting too deep. And I thought, you know, we got some crucial stops there after the under eight media timeout, and we were able to extend the lead back.
Yeah, Coach, obviously it's March 1st, I know, and this is a time where you want to get rolling and you want to get consistent in some things. Are you seeing some things, some more consistencies in the areas that you want to see?
Well, I thought our guys were ready from the standpoint of our defensive approach and our offensive approach. So that I think the first thing when you talk about consistency, Tony, is a readiness at the beginning of the game and the beginning of the half.
Right.
And they did a terrific job with that. You know, we fouled too much tonight. We've got to be better there. But I thought, you know, we had some really good possessions of one-on-one defense, helping each other. You know, there's a lot of good things we did, I thought, in the first half, you know, to make them take them out of what they were doing and make them play one-on-one and then make them miss. That was a big key to our defense.
And Peavy had been so good, maybe the best in the Big East.
Yeah.
And you just shut him down. He did nothing for the first, almost the entire first half. And how did you do it? What was the plan? Because that had to be huge. He was killing everybody in the league.
Well, we always, you know, we want to do that as a team. Chase Ross started on him. He's our best defender for someone like that, someone who's got size. But, you know, a lot of guys guarding him over the course of the game. I thought in the first half, we just did a terrific job making those three guards, Mac, Peavy, and Epps, inefficient. And then when they did go one-on-one, we made things tough on them. I believe they were 2-for-18 at halftime. Second half, their aggressiveness, you know, got the better of us a few times. They were able to get going. But we were able to make them miss enough over the course of the game that they were very inefficient.
Cam Jones, 13 points, 13 assists, 5 rebounds. He always does it, but this is everything today.
He passed the ball really well, and he didn't shoot, didn't make threes. So, you know, in a game where he doesn't make threes, his floor game is even that much more important, and I thought he did a great job of that tonight.
All 5 players, starters in double figures, but they all had huge numbers in addition to points.
They did. I thought the way Jopp rebounded was big for us. Ben Gold, 2 games in a row, has been – you know, a heck of a weapon for us on the offensive end, both in the paint and also making threes.
And the transition.
I'm just really happy for him because, you know, a lot of people had, you know, different things to say about him when he went through that tough stretch. And he knows we believe in him. And I'll tell you, the last 2 games, he's been an upper tier guy for us. And, you know, not every game is he going to score 15, 17 points. But if he can play with that type of energy, it's huge for us.
Congratulations. We'll see you at UConn on Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette wins at 76-61. Again, the postgame interview is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Your win is waiting. The final words from Tony Smith next. This Marquette basketball from Learfield.